he had such a little. So in other words, according to the Gersel, the Lamoya mentions, so it's like the first Loshin Ramban, Pirikbo Baloch HaGimu. In other words, when a woman had the best of Ruah of Sin B'imcho, and then she had Tishinui, she saw twice, Pamayim B'imamed, and then on the 20th, as of the second B'imamed, she again had the Yazdan. So, she again had the Yazdan. So the Veset Kavua, so she stands in her original position, and she is bound by the Veset Kavua in Chol. So the first Loshon says that she still has to be Chisheshes Yemun Mamet. Because we cannot say that the Veset Cheney Kavua of Yemun Mamet is bottled before the Yemun Mamet has arrived. The second Loshon says, the Ramban, no. She's not bound by Yemun Mamet anymore. Now, it's like, so I said before, I mean, this is obvious, that from the Gilsi of the Balamoyer, it's mashma like the first Loshon Ramban. Like the first Loshon Ramban. Because the Gilsi of the Balamoyer is, Higiyayim Shleishim Viroaso, Higiyayim Esrim Viroaso, and then again, Higiyayim Shleishim Viroaso, Hutayim Shleishim. The implication being, only if after the Higiyayim Esrim Viroaso, there was Higiyayim Shleishim Viroaso, then it's Hutayim Shleishim. But until it's Higiyayim Shleishim, She's chisheshes for Yom Shleishi. That's like the first Loshon in the Ramban. That's like the first Loshon in the Ramban. And the Ramban is machriya like the second Loshon. Like the second Loshon. Now, but see, let's see how the Teres Abayi says the Gersa. The Teres Abayi says the Gersa like this. Umashe Omru Bitalmi. So it means he gave him lamed viroas, and then imcho viroas. Huta imlamed. So the Teres Abayis mentions the huta imlamed immediately after imcho viroas. He doesn't take the other expression that after he gave him esrim viroas, there is an expression he gave him shleishim viroas, and then it's huta imshleishim. But from the Gilsa of the Teres Abayis, it's mashma that if it's Higiyayim Lamed Viroaso, now the Loi Vaso is a Toya Seifa. So it's Higiyayim Lamed Viroaso, and then Yimcho Viroaso. Even before the other Yimlamed, the third Yimlamed is arrived. So it's already Higiyayim Lamed. So in other words, the Gilsa of the Teres Abayis is the Teres Abayis is like the second Roshin in Ramah. Like the second Roshin in Ramah. In other words, so I said before that will be a stire, you know, to the Taz, to say that the Taz had the Taz says that the Ramban had the Gersa of the Balamoyer, except that the Taz didn't know the Balamoyer, but he just guessed it. So then it will be difficult, because according to the Gersa of the Balamoyer, it appears that even if it's a Giyayim Shleishim, the second Shleishim Rasha, and then it's a Giyayim Esra Giroaso, so she still has to be Chishish for Yom Shleishim. When will she not have to be Chishish for Yom Shleishim? If after Giyayim Esra Giroaso, it's a Giyayim Shleishim Giroaso. But the Ramban is Machriya, like the second Roshim, that immediately, so that's a Raya, that the Ramban did not have the Gersa of the Balamoyer. But now that we see the Loshon of the Teres Abayis, and the Loshon of the Teres Abayis is like the Gersa of the Balamoyer, but the Teres Abayis omits this expression of Higiyayim Shleishim Lo Yiroaso after the expression of Higiyayim Esrim Yiroaso. So in Meile, it's possible that the Ramban had the Gersa of the Balamoyer, but without the last expression of Higiyayim Shleishim Lo Yiroaso. So in Meile, the Gersa of the Teres Abayis is as follows. It's as follows. Higiyayim Esrim Lo Yiroaso. So, Hoysom Mudoli Israel Yemes, Hishin Tolim Shleishi, Zemizah Asur, Higia Yemes and Loyaso Mutin, Mutasan Shamsakim Shleishi, Vichishetim Shleishi, Higia Yem Shleishi Yuaso, Higia Yemes and Yuaso, Huta Yem Shleishi, Vinessa Yemes, Vinjay of his money board, that's all. But the Moya has, after Higia Yemes and Yuaso, he has the expression, Higia Yem Shleishi Loyaso. So if we have the Gersa, of Higiyayim Shleishim Viroaso, Higiyayim Esrim Viroaso, Hutayim Shleishim, like the Teres Abayis, then we have to say like the second Loshon Ramban, that the moment she she becomes bound by the Yimchov as a Veset Kavua. So then, the moment that the Yim Chof is revived, so the Meile, she does not have to be Cheshet, so you want it. If we are Geres, like the Balamoya has here, with the expression here in Shlishi Lila, so then it's like the first Moshin Ramban in Perik Vod, Halochi. All right, now, so then he says, V'nire, Shechein ho iso tam yos as Ramban, Bidmor, Ufizeh Be'emes, in Lila, so he will form in Yim Chof, If she had real mishnas, according to the views of Rashi and Tosfos and the Ravid, so and the Rosh, so then it follows that even if the woman had real mishnas of Yom Chol, but after that she had the real Yom Chol, so it revives the old Veset. She doesn't have to have real mishnas. But according to this Girse, that Rashbo had, and the Taz says that Ramban also had the Girse, that's not so good of a portion, even though it could be, but it's not such a good of a portion. So according to that Girse, so mainly it follows that when does the Gemara say that the old Veset is in Kemeni? That's only the case where she had the Rias Chok subsequent to the second Shlishi. So she never had three omissions of Chol. Mashiachim, if she already had three omissions on Yom Chol, and then after the three omissions on Yom Chol, after she missed the period on Yom Chol three times, she'll have three on Yom Chol. So then the old Veset is not revived. Then it's a new process altogether. And in order to effect and to constitute a Veset Kavua of Chof, she'll have to have three rias. This is what he says. If he said, Emes, he will go as a Dimu Pomim, be in Chof, Nekar, absolutely, not subject to revival. A few will go as a Dimu Lame Chachon. We go as a Dimu Chof Shachar is a Lame, it's still Nekar. But if it is go as a Dimu Chof Shachar is a Lame, then it will have a status of a Veset Shem Kavua. But it will not have a Veset a status of Veset Kavua unless there will be 3 years after that, you see. I mean, 2 more years after this thing. Because Yom Chof Shachar is Lame. Avo Berosh, Hagir Seh Kmo Yigmo Vesholonu, Vitzor Chimun Al Bes Yosef Vishokhono, Shul Yagishon. So of course, I mean, even though it's a little Bechak in the Loshin of the two, in the Loshin of the Mechaber, but longness wise, so the pshat of the shach is much more mistake. Is much more mistake. Because after all, I mean, the two certain mentions the Lashon of the Ramban, I mean, the two that felt that the Ramban cheated is based upon the Girsa of Balamoyer, and the two himself follows the Shita of the Rosh, which is our Girsa. So how is it that he doesn't make any comment on it? So we have to explain it the way the Shah does. She saw yourself. The Nishia is on Kishi. She saw Tanahas and Lamed, Vashemu and the Vays, Vagimu and the Dalet, Neka Veset of Ishei, Veimo Veset Clark. Vim Hot for Lirus, Vim a Veset of Ishei, Hazel Kriosi, for Ishei, the Hishes of Tommy, Achidokim and Mebu, Shonish Bomb. The idea of psychical mirrors, show the shades, and the beyond the best of the world. All right, now. She saw herself. Ze koi damke, aisho, shahoy, or best of the world. She saw her visit again. Was it? Ella, the show mama, she saw herself, with the shoveys, the Utah in Hope, the Nessa Milamed, the Hanmaira, the Shins of Aiden Shoveys. Where one Riyah took place Lamed, one Lamed Veis, one Lamed Alim. Who told the Gamre, Kol Shol Chotro Biro Asahakei. But if it's Chotro Biro Asahakei, and the 20th day is of him Lamed Alim, she had Riyah's Dam, so then the old Veset Kavua is with her. But it seems, even though Balamoya doesn't discuss that, that just as in the case of three omissions, so the Balamoya Shiti is that even if she has a Riyah's Dam on Chof, after she failed to see 3 times on Yom Chol, So there. So it's a new process, and she has to see, and she has to see it and hope three times in order to constitute into a vesicle who are in hope. So the same thing should apply. Even though I didn't see that Rishonim should discuss it, that the Balamoya would be chilek on this thing, but it only follows logical that in the case, just as Balamoya says, in the case where a woman had missed a period being hot three times, and then she had it on the 20th day, so it doesn't revive the old vessel, it only becomes a vessel. So in the case where a woman did not have the vessel and in hot three times, because she had it on three separate days, once on Lamed, once on Lamed Beis, once on Lamed Aleph, and then after the Riyam Lamed Aleph, she had on Limchot, it should revive it. I mean, how could this be better than in the case, Monefshah, if in the case where there was no Riyazdah on any other day, just omissions, so it becomes bottle absolutely, so certainly when she, not only did she omit the period on Limchot three times, but she had it those three times that she omitted the period, and in hope she had it on three different days, so it certainly becomes bottle, not subject to revival. I mean, it's a matter of common sense. But no one mentions that according to the Balamoya, so it does not become revival, but it only follows logically that according to the Balamoya and the Aramiri and the Chidush Aram, so in the case where she had three Shinuim on three different days, and then she had the Riyaz Daman in hope, and the 20th days of him Lamed Aleph, so he does not become a guy. Is it vesicle? Alright. Yehim HaVesit HaVishay. Now, B'Hor HaDin, Yehim HaVesit HaVishay, Chizah Mishmihu Seho Ishi. Oh. B'Him HaVesit HaVishay, Kim Dimayim HaVesit HaFlod, Dole Yom Yigoy Meachilish, Kishtat Yoril, So if we are the half of the Messiah of Ishin, the Hushay, Sheroas of the Shir, after the submission in one dollar, Sheroas of Bahrain, okay, he has a hacker, she will die with the Messiah of Ishin. So the Tas says, since the Mechaber is dealing here with the Stafloge, so when he says that when the woman has the rear and the Yim of Messiah of Ishin, that means on the 20th day, so the old Messiah of Yim Chof is revived, only if she had it on the 20th day as of the Yim of Messiah of as of the last shim, as of the real of the last shim. Alright. The Or Adin Lefsikom Yirei Shorish Eves. V'chakach Chozro Yireis V'yim HaBesed HaVish. Now, what is the lotion of the two? This is the same thing that the Mechaber adapted here. We are dealing with Psycho and the Shalosh Eves. We are dealing with Psycho and the Loyroaso. We shall over a leo in the Messi, who got co. The Loyroaso, Shukri Hashem Israel. Alright. So he says, we are Psycho and the Loyroaso, we shall over a leo in the Messi, who got co. The Loyroaso, Shukri Hashem Israel. So the notion of the Torah is the Yim Yipsikov Loiroaso Mishavar Leo Yimeskri Ubot Kov Loiroaso. Shuv Nechashes. The Rosh of the Chabad is the Yoradim Yipsiko, Mimireis, Sholish Inis, Vakach Chosro Mireis, Yilin Amesetarish. Vadim Yipsiko, Bitur Kotaf Roshin Vadim, Elohim Yipsiko, Viruasom Shavaleo Yimes, Upirish Vishose, the Mayre Damkein, or the Mir, Dain Shokwaleo Gimoreis, Gimu Poromim Chopiei, Shoisom Gimu Mireis Behem, Viruasobem, ומה שכוסף משוב ועולב חופיי, אצל רימה, גימו פיום עם חופיי. דרוש ניס, ואם יפסיקו לאירו עשו, משוב עולב עודים עשרים, ובוס קוב לאירו עשו, שוב נכי 16 אירו. So, the Bessi Yosef explains it, in other words, we are dealing with a woman who had the best kavua of seeing every 20th day. So what is the measure of her aimer? 20 days. So if this woman, let's say, she wants a period of 20 days has elapsed, no doubt. Then another period of 20 days elapsed, no doubt. And then another period of 20 days elapses, no doubt. In other words, 60 days. In other words, 60 days. If 60 days, if three periods of the Chofyei Meinon had lapsed without Dam, so in that case, so Mishon Sheneis v'Hakach Chozro Mireis v'Yeim HaBeset HaRishit. Alright. Upir Mishon said, Demayre, Gam Kimo Dabiyo, Dam Shavu Lai Gimo Inis, Gimo Ponim Chofyei, Shoi Sonigyo Inis Ben, V'Lo Lo Asme. U'ma She'oma, ומה שקוסף משאובו לחופיי, ונטור וייץ משאובו לחופיי, יצאים אלוהים ואגימו פה מחופיי, חבו מסורקת גומי, אין יחשש איזה חכך, אין יחשש איזה חכך, משמע, דמקים משאובו לגימו לאינס, ולחוב, לא יהוד עלו כל היין, חוב שבשיח. So in other words, so the tour says, שוב אין יחשש איזה לילה, so when is אין יחשש איזה לילה? If a woman had the basic kavua every 20 days, and three times 20 had elapsed, and she didn't see any dam, so she doesn't have to be chisheshes. She does not have to be chisheshes for the 20th day. The implication being only if a 60-day period has elapsed without dam. So then, on the 80th day, she's not a soul about it, because three times her reign had lapsed without dam. So in other words, that means she's already b'cheskas misrekes dam. B'cheskas misrekes dam. But suppose just two ines had lapsed without dam, then she will have to be cheshes. In other words, mashma din kirim shom olam gimo ines shom chol, לא יוטל לו כלל עם חוב של שיחום, אף על פי שלא רואה סוג עם חוב השני, נס חוב עם נס עם השליש, ועל כל חוכו חוכו לפרש, מה שכל סוג התור, סולד אומרת, שכל מכל בסיוס את פשק לתור, אם בבומן הן נרסת קבוע, אופסים דם every 20th day, and then, in one month, she missed a period, she did not have any 20th day, she missed a period once, then another 20 days elapsed, again she missed it. So then, when the third 20 arrives, she's a solver. Only if she missed a period in 320 periods, so when the fourth 20 period arrives, she's not a solver. But if she, because if she missed three periods of 20, so that means she's the chesed of the Torah. But if she only missed two periods of 20, so when the third day of 20 arrives, so she does survive. So, Balkoch or Hucha will forage, and Mashikos Vatur will be sick of Koyed, after all of you is, the Lord was, and Mashikos Vatur and Hakach, Chosro Mireis. So first the Torah says, Vimsik of Miroas, or Mishovo, or Yemeslin, who brought Kov Miroas, or Shuvin Hesheshu. 60 days elapsed without dam, then on the 80th day, a lady a day, she's in terrible bio because she's the chesed from Slack Adam. Chozro, Mireis, Chisheshes, Yimchok, Mireyazu. But suppose she hears a real doubt, let's say, she's the terrible bio on the 80th day. But suppose she hears a real doubt on the 85th day. So then, on the 20th day, as of the 85th day, she does so. Even though her vessel became mortal as a result of missing a period in three anus of her anus, but if she has the rias dam again, then the old anus is revived. The old anus, the old vessel is revived. ומה שקודם אקטו ארכה חוזר, הוא הספיר לי עם הווסת, מי שקודם כמה שחולות, וכן היבי ביסיוס את לי, כוס וראי, מכל מוקים, אם חוזר לי ריס בי בי אי, אפילו, וכן היבי ביסיוס לי, אם כל מוקים חוזר לי בי אי, אפילו אחר כמה אפסוקס, סודן את סביבי, וכושר לי, כי אם מוכח כאן במהיר לבחור בסיומים, מי שקודם אקטו לי, איך תמצוא כאן, שחוזר לי ריס בי עם הווסת, הווסת שלו, ביעקבו גסך יומים, חד בריא מחב אותו, וחם לרוע עשו זמן רב, ואין לכל, ואין לכל היא, לך שבמנו החלוק. In other words, so he has the kasher, but then he agrees with the Bais Yosef. And לכתחיל, he has the kasher with the Bais Yosef, and then he mentions the pshat of the mashal, but then he agrees with the Bais Yosef. So according to Bais Yosef, when do we say that a woman does not have to be chesheshes? If she missed 3 anus of chokhin. So she doesn't matter to the chesheshes. In other words, if 60 days have elapsed, devoid of dam, so then she's mitaras lebailo on the 20th anus of the 60th day. So she's mitaras lebailo. But suppose only 2 anus, 40 days elapsed, devoid of dam. So then, on the 20th, as of the 40th, she's chesheshes. On the 20th, out the 40th, that means on the 59th. So it will be the 20th as of the 40th. So she is a soul by. She's here a soul by. Why should she be a soul by law? Because since she did not have 3 omissions, so the vessel is not bought. But the cash in is to the vessel is not bought. So she is bound by the vessel at law. What does that law mean? That the day she has to finish for Rias Akhloge. Her Rias Akhloge is the 20th day as of the previous year. Now, if she missed 2 days, 40 days elapsed without doubt, so why should she be a soul by law on the 59th day? Why? Because the 59th is the 20th as of the 40th. So Bishlay may come the 40th day she beats it down. So then it would conform to her years of work. But she didn't sit down. She didn't sit down. So it will not be the 20th. It will not be the 20th. It will be the 59th. That will be a program of 59 days, not of 20 days. So why should she be the judges? That's his question. אבל מרשאו פירש דברי הטור כאן, וזה משהי, מה שכל סך, כבר בטור, למרשאו he's not trying to explain the חבא, but he's trying to explain the טור. So למרשאו says, מה שכל סך בין הפסיקו, ולא יבוא עשו משוב על הילים מסרים ובודקו, ולא יבוא עשו, שוב אני חושב את זה לא, אני אמר, דין הקם קם שודים סלק אסדומי, In other words, the Mashal was very cognizant of the Bais Yosef's pshat in the Torah. So he says, that's not the pshat. When the Torah says, he doesn't mean 3 times, 60 days. He means just Yemesrim, 1 minute. And when she saw Yisrael cloud, shuv and yechisheshes leisiyin leilom. משמע הלא של הבל, והטעם דין חשש עשרה ימי עשרים הוכר משווין כאן הכבוד של עשרים, כאילו שהפסיק עבור אירוע עשור. ואם נכו של ימי עשרים, הבא אף לא כזמן בריחם, Actually, it's not very accurate. It wouldn't be Aflogas Mem, it would be Aflogas Mentes, Aflogas Lamentes, because, let's say, in other words, if we start counting the 20th day is the first of the other period of 20 days, so then it will be one. All right, doesn't make any difference. We make a show you messing. How the Aflogas Mem the Yachel? The Yisroelim are the Hashem is the Yishay Psyk of Niroaso. The Havel Mikhe, Uchiroaso Dome, the same Psyk Toiroaso, the Redomel Yishin Soviyoso, Rimachel, Kigen Yishreshi, the Hesheshes and Yimestim Abo, Acha Yishreshi. And I'll tell you, I mean, it might be that it is actually, when he said, Hava Aflogas Mem. Why? Because if she did sit down, we are doing in the case where she didn't sit down on the 20th day. If she did sit down on the 20th day, so naturally, that is the first day of the new period in Aflog. But she didn't sit down. So if we do come, let's say, according to the Vesyosi, so she is Cheshes. So she is Cheshes on the second 20th. Even though on the first 20th, she didn't see any time. Why? Because she was supposed to have seen. She was supposed to have seen. In other words, so even though we pass for like Abune Perit Rav Yeshua, what is the tassels? When do we pass for like Abune Perit Rav Yeshua that we reckon as of the day she did see when she didn't miss? But she was late. So then we reckon as of the day of the late day. But if she missed it, so then we reckon as of the day when she was supposed to see. But since she didn't see, so maybe we cannot count the first 20th, as the first day of the second period of 20 days. Because if she sees, so we start counting. But if she didn't see, so we have to start counting because she was supposed to have seen. Now, we don't say that she was supposed to have seen at the beginning of the 20th day. She's supposed to have seen on the 20th day. But until the 20th day ends, we cannot say that she was supposed to have seen it. So we can only say that we start counting from the 20th day after the 20th day has elapsed and she didn't see. So then we start counting from the 20th day. But since she didn't see, so then we can only start counting after it was determined that she didn't see. So Mele, we have to start counting from the 21st day. That's why he says, Mem. Alright. So he says, Kimshi, we may choshen the meskin, have a flood as men of the achel. The Yisroelim and the Hashem is him, she is sick of the Roasso, the Havel Mikre, Uchil Roasso Dome, the safe say the Roasso, the Lidome Lishim so the Yosso the Machir, the Mishleishi, the Hishes of the Meskin Abu Achar Mishleishi, the Havel Zman Aflogas, the Yosso, the Meskin Kuru Aguil, Abu Benere, Klau Mishayek, Oim Aklau Aflog, ומשמוח הכוס הפליל, איך נשים סוד מחוף ולמד, וכשיגיע ימחוף ובי אסלמד, עשו להביא לו נחששס, ולמעשי ושלח אבי אסלישי, שהוא ממסכים, ובסד היחוד, שהאורו הוא לא בית, אלמד ומסתבר לו מתחיל ומסמא דריה, ומסמא דריה עם שם יסורו יום נסלש, וכלבו נברי רבי שיוע, בסיף פרד נסקוסים. I mean, this conforms very well to the longness of the Shach, but it does not conform to the longness of the Taz, because the longness of the Taz is that Ravuna Ben Rabbi Shua only says it in the case where she didn't miss it, but she was late. But if she missed it, then we do reckon it as of the day when she was supposed to have seen it. So, but here he just mentions the Mashal's longness, you see. So he says, Kochkin, that's the Mashal's longness, it's not the Taz longness. Kochkin Heichen Eleke. Rieklau, the Italian with my good body law, with Pirochin Hesheshes Akula in Venus, Dan Shreshi Yemir Yachino, the Dafti Bisho Shema Meset Kabua Menoche, Abuzu Shemish was a Kabua or she, Elishi Psikovina Bima Kabua in one of his flowery Lamed Maha do like a razor for him, Umashikos Vatu, Hosol Nilis, Hesheshes, Mayra Akula, Psikon Nilis, Bisho Shemis, Hesheshes Leyneskin, the Leilo, Kol Hesheshi Psikon. וחוץ עולי ראיץ, חוזר אס לבסת המישי, וחישש אס לימרי הזו, אלו די פסיק הודיעו אינס, הרו מסולקס דומי. I mean, this is part and parcel of the Russian of the Rajma Shah. אלו די פסיק הודיעו אינס, הרו מסולקס דומי. wenn ich schäche, soll ich messen, die Talinon. רישיו אף לא במריאה אחרינו עד ריזו שרוע עשה עכשיו כמו שכוסף עטור ריאה סו, ולא יפציק שלו שניס ורוע סו, חשש נאמו שיר אף לא במריאה אחרינו עד ריזו שרוע עשה עכשיו סו, למשל סדס פרס I mean, but משל סדס is very very mistaken so he said as follows the pshat in the Torah is not ואם יפסיק עבור לרוע סו משאוב עולה הוא ימסרים is not three times he messed him. Even once he messed him. So then she went to Cheshes. Why in Cheshes? Not because she is Mislekes Domim. She's not Mislekes Domim. She just missed one period of 20 days. So she's not Mislekes Domim. But she is only bound by the possibility of Ria Safloge. Ria Safloge means that the 20th day is of the last day. Now, so once she missed one period, she can never have a riyah on the 20th day as a last riyah. It can be on the 40th day, it can be on the 60th day, it can be on the 80th day, on the 100th day, it can be on any day, but not on the 20th day. The only possibility that it will be on the 20th day, if she'll have one riyah, let's say on the 40th or on the 45th day, and then 20 days later she'll have another riyah. But until she has one riyah, there is no base from which we can start reckoning the riyah safloge. So mele, this is the reason as why the Torah says v'imsik avloy raso. Not only three times 20, but v'imsik avloy raso one time 20. So then, eino chisheshes, she is not a soul by law on the 40th day. Why? What should be chesish? Maybe she'll see dam on the 40th day. Why? Why on the 40th day? This is removed 40 days from the previous year. It's not removed 20 days from the previous year. It's removed 20 days from the day on which she was expected. But she didn't. So the mele, she's not bound by the Ria Simcha. Not that she's not bound, she is bound. But b'mitzias, there is no possibility of a Ria Simcha. Because it's already more than 20 days since the last year. So he says, so it's in just like, then the Torah says, Chozro l'reis, chisheses, l'yimchov, miriezu, shadayin l'neka vesparishim kemi. So the Bashal says, and according to the Torah, Chozro l'reis, implies two separate halachas in two separate situations. Vis-a-vis a woman who just omitted one period or two periods of 20, not three periods of 20. So then, so even if she just omitted one period of 20, she's not chisheshes l'imchov. She's not chisheshes l'imchov because there is no imchov. There is no b'mitzias, no imchov. But suppose she 20 days have elapsed. She didn't see any doubt. Then, on the 45th day, 20 days have elapsed. Or at least on the 25th day. Or even two periods of 20 have elapsed. She didn't see any doubt. Then on the 45th day, she had the years done. She had the years done. So then, on the 20th, as of the 45th, she'll be a soul bound. Because in view of the fact that she didn't miss three periods, she only missed two periods, so she's not Mishlekes Dam. If she's not, but she was not a soul of Bailo on the 40th for the simple reason that the 40th was not the 20th. But the moment she sees Dam, doesn't matter when she sees Dam. Even if she sees Dam on the 45th day, the 46th day, the 46th day, the 47th day, 48th day. So then, and Mishlekes Dam she is not, So she saw the Bible on the 20th, as of the day when she sees God, after missing one period or two periods of 20. Masha'ikin, if she missed three periods of 20, 60 days have elapsed without down. So then she already established the chazoke not to have a period altogether. Missing three periods, her periods, is a chazoke. So Mimele, she is becheskas, mishmech is down. So then, suppose three periods of 20 have elapsed. Three periods of 20 have elapsed. And then on the 61st day, she had the hairs down. On the 61st day, she had the hairs down. So on the 80th day, she's not a soul about it. She's not a soul about it. Why? Because since 60 days had elapsed without down, so she's already becheskas mislekes down. So that veset is bottle in the wuttle. That veset is bottle in the wuttle. Now she sees down on the 61st day. So she cannot be a soul about it on the 80th day, just because the 80th day happens to be the 20th. As of the 61st, so what? But her veset of seeing Dam on the 20th is bottle in the wuttle as a result of not seeing Dam in a period of 60 days. But suppose 60 days have elapsed without Dam, and then on the 61st day she saw Dam, and then on the 80th day she saw again Dam. So then, on the 99th day, she'll be a soul. That's the difference between missing one period of 20 and two periods of 20 on one hand, and missing three periods of 20 on the other. So, at the beginning, so it doesn't make any difference how many periods of 20 she misses. As long as she misses one period of 20, she's already mitaras labayo. She doesn't have to be cheshes for the 20th day, because there is no 20. But the nafkimine between missing three periods of 20 and one and two periods of 20 is in regard to the case where after missing a certain period, she again saw down. So if she only missed one period of 20 or two periods of 20, and then she saw down, so then on the 20th, as of that period that she saw after that soke of one aina of 20 or of 2 of 20, she has saw the Bible. But if she missed 3 aines of 20 and then she saw Dam, so even on the 20th, as of that day when she saw Dam after that soke of Gimel aines, she's not a saw the Bible. Unless she'll see Dam after Apsoke of Gimel aines, and then 20 days later she'll again see Dam. So then, the second time was 20 days later, she'll be a soul. This is what he says in the truth. The way on Kalika she psycho because of Vira is his eras the best of Rish, the Cheshis Lemiriazu. Ella the psycho Gimlain is Albus like his bombing with the Cheshis Lemesrim, Miriazu. Die Talinon, die Chosma des Perish, aber die Loi Yitziko Shol Shemeis, wie Roa so, ich ist es Namo, die Shir, auf Loge, mir die Achene, ad Riesu, die Roa so, ach schon. Mir ist die Kosse Vatu, mir, die Zer, die Zer, Asori, wie ich ist es, die Mestri, die Lame, wo Adil, die Mem, die Nun, wie Ilo, wo die Mleine, sind ich ist es, auf Loge, so, kiv din zu lekes mit gamel vu di dobel mes la khidesh di mamal ve shkhidesh vu raso khishesh vu shkhidesh abo acho at shel yavru Oleo gimu rosh hadashi, vlo itira, di tzorech v'akre gimu pomi, vim la, di talim di mikvah, di lo asu v'rshir shol v'rshir shol v'rshir abo, abo dles lafloge miyad kishi higia, yeim, chov, v'yipziko, vlo lo asu, ein kambeset lo yisigim, da afloge tluye b'riye shachir v'yizu, v'hine yin yedas lehin ze yeim afleges, v'lo yikibes yosef, at kar Hashem. I mean, this is based upon the oneness of the Shach, I mean, because we see that there is a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. That's a basic machlekes between the Shach and the Taz. According to the Shach, hafloge by definition, in its very essence, implies that it's a certain number of days as of the previous Riyah. But if there is any intervening Riyah, doesn't make any difference why the Triya took place. Because of development of the Vestachidish, because of this, because of that. It doesn't make any difference. Then it's not a Riyaz Avlog. Even if we can explain it, there is a case with Dom in everything. But it's not a Riyaz Avlog. A Riyaz Avlog by definition means a certain number of days from the last day. So that the Mashal's Lomdes is based upon that. So Mele, if she had a Hefsek of one day, so she's not the Cheskas Mishlak as Dam, but she doesn't have to be Chisheshes for Yom Chol, because there is no Yom Chol. If there had been, so then she would have to be Chisheshes, but there is no Yom Chol. It's beyond Yom Chol. Alright. Hagam Shei Mishivin Es Arim, the Mashal, V'gamir Chol Mizalei V'dayte Shal Mashal B'zeh, V'kilzeh, Im Kolzeh, and basically she decided, how is it that the Bach praises this Mashal, because it conforms to the longness of the Bach. In that Machlekes, well, in connection with the woman who saw Dam on the first of Nisan and at the 20th of Nisan and on the first of Iyar. So the Bach, the Miss Yosef and the Bach, they all say that she does not have to be Chisheshes, she is not a soul of Bailo on the 9th of Iyar, because it's not a flog of Chof. The Taz, the Ramon, the Taz say yes. So Mele, here, that's why the Bach praises this Mashal, because it's in line with the same Lomdes. The Lomdes is that Hafloge by definition means so many and so many days, X number of days from the last year. But if there is an intervening year, so it's not X number of days from the last year. Alright. Well, I mean, this is natural. We expect the task to be chelik, because the Taz is chelik over there on the Bach, so he's chelik here on the Mashal. Chode darei kosmat tu chosol yiris, bein in poskol yiris, v'ako chochmaile b'yifziko gimleiris, v'chein hu mashmo yisalosh, she kosav bein in poskol yiris, o yishim so b'yiris, she inei shoritz. So he's medayik, because the two before discussed this situation of three different chinuim and three different days, so that means three different periods. So here too, when he says she omitted, he means all the three periods, not one, but that's a fame deal. Alright. Vim came Gamash was a tour with me, say Mifsiko, Gam came Aire Midera Zedalokoi, Visu, the Loma was a tour with Siko, Viruas of Mishovachov Vimchov. If the Torah has reference to a case or a woman just missed one period of 20 days, he should say, Mishova Yimchov. Why does he have to say, Vinipsiko Vilihuaso Mishova Yimes? So there is a superfluous expression, Vinipsiko Vilihuaso. So he should say, Mishova Yimes, Ubotka Vilihuaso Shuvinachesh. Not, why does he have to say we have sick of the was on the show for him? Alright. We see, the woman because I told you, sick of the was on the show for him. Yish can pray she knew. Chode, two peculiarities, two peculiar expressions. Chode, Lomo Omar if sick of, she came for us, it's a superfluous expression. She is, she Omar, Mishova Yemesri, Luoma, the Lui was on Yemesri, many Hesheshes, Ella Kohoch. The alcohol gimlein is going, as the Bishyos says, that the Torah has reference to a woman who missed three periods of Chof Yehi. Goy, the minor shall be wasn't in Meskim, but a Kachim Tiko in Gimlein. Acha shall be wasn't in Machov, will go so in Klav. Visu, do Philip in Marshall, Yechiluk, in Achlokas Yom, in Chendesh, Boze. Vale, so then, very strange Kashi, in other words. So then he says, as far as Vestachilish is concerned, to the Mashal of the Maid, that even though there is an intervening Kriya on another day of the Chidesh, it does not interfere with the Vestachilish of a certain day. In other words, just because a woman had a Riyaz Dam on Yimale, it does not interfere with the development of a Veset on Yimchof. That's what he saw. She has to be Chisheshes in Yer, in Yimalev, and Yimchov. I mean, why don't we say, Monefshech? If she develops, if she is heading towards the cultivation of Yveset Achilish on the first of the month. So why should she be Asur Lebail on the 20th month? There is no stira. She might be heading towards the cultivation of Yveset Achilish the first of the month, and along with that, she might be in the process of cultivating Yveset Achilish on the 20th of the month. So that everybody, we made the Mashal also be made. So why should Aflok be different? Well, there is a very simple reason as to why Aflok is different. Because Yveset Achilish by definition means that it's contingent upon a certain day of the month, 5th of the month, the 20th of the month. Yveset Aflok by definition means that it's contingent on the number of days removed from the previous week. So the Taz understands that. But he's midaik, because the Torah says that this, that the Yveset Aflok is nekar in the same way as the Yveset Achilish. So Mele, Joseph is regard to Yveset Achilish. So even though there is an intervening clear, so it doesn't matter, it doesn't interfere, so in regard to Yveset Achilish, she doesn't interfere. He said, Sudi Harifos Batu, oh my God, no. So he says, "Vein peiru zeh tzorich stira." Kein mashmo yisrael. In other words, this remark by the Bach doesn't even deserve a comment. It doesn't even deserve criticism, because it certainly does not mashma in the lashon. It's not implicit in the lashon of the Torah. So the harikos v'atur berish asimen the vesed afloge vesed ayomim shomim mein minen shilikorim pochus mitim upomim mivu yakeichem vesed ayomim lelech v'chanamim. אם לא עשה לי את זה בעצם קבוע, ואם לא הוא עשה לי את זה כמה שלא חשבת כלל, הרי לפני איך נדאב כאילו אם היא כבר עבסת מחמה שלא יראה עשו בפעם הרגילה, או זה נכי 6-10, אחר כך נהיה 20. אבל אם היא כבר, והכאילו יראה עשו בין 20, ודאי, חי 6-10 לא, כשיגיע הכאילו יהיה 20, אני it's not impressive. סוני ראי ברורי ממוקים שאיב הרב מרשאו לדבור, נראה לה נזייקו יחיח משמיף. So the Mashal mentioned from the fact that our Lord is like Rav Nachman Rav Yeshua, that we count as of the day she actually saw, not as of the day she was so expected to have seen. So that's the Mashal's Raya. So he says, on the contrary, from that Gemara there is a Raya, the other one. So you see, there is this time Rav Nachman Rav Yeshua. The manin after the session, when she sees, I am lame, when you mess, when she is a ruyam. Because of the Tirasa Bayi so, ואילו זו מין עשרים בזמן העשרים שישורו יולירץ. נמצא שיר חששש שמייד במוי רחלובי, ונמדין שזו שינסו לרחי, ולא נכה שם דקר. הרי שאולים סתם, so, the rush by music of washing, אין למדין שזו שינסו לרחי, ואולי נכה שם דקר. In other words, in view of the fact that she had a delay, so in our counting, there should also be a delay. So he's dying from the washing, that when does Rabbi Brit Rabbi Yeshua say that we only consider the actual, not the potential, not what she was supposed to see, only when it's a question of a delay. But if it's a question of omitting the predamre, then we do consider the riyas she was supposed to have seen, not. All right. So, harei sheol yimistad lach shevachlo b'nim sheisoru yomiris. אלו שאינם הם כן כאילו ששין סלרחי, פריע שלישי, מש מדו לראש הכלל, when does Rabbi Nachman Rav Yeshua say that we ignore the subjunctive, what one should have seen, that's only if it did take place, but it took place a few days late. But if it didn't take place altogether, then we don't ignore the subjunctive, what the woman was supposed to have seen. All right. משהו לראש הכלל, אומר לכי שימה הפלוגיה של חוב, מיום שישראל גאו וילנס, שלוי כדי בו משם. לפי דבור, אם צורך להם הכלל משהו מריחו בקירוב, אלא שאין שום איך שלח שבה הפלוגיה בזמן שישראל גאו וילנס, ולא עשו באמס, אלא על כל חוב שזה הנה, ואפילו כשחיל קרא על דינבסטה הפלגס יום הולכים יש לי מורוע סופה מחס לא הבנתי כבר דיבד על בו אישי מורוע סופה שחיל שחב שחיל שחב שחיל 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 שחב עד שיוקר גימו פה מי אוכנם בהפלגס יום דו טובי איזו שגרמס לבי איזה חודש אחר עד שתאים להקים שזה בוטר גם זה בוטר דימי נורום ואין מה כן, לכם שיצאו לדומם באיש הזו, נאמה מה שאומר לעשות פעם אחת והפלוגיה הוא יצא דרך מקרה, וממילא יש בה עדיין יום מסיירים, ואין בזמן היום, יובי, הוא ידי הפלוגוסי כדרכו. נדוית, so in other words, we see that the Taz goes to Shittosi. The Taz follows up a certain sheet. The Taz sheet is that the Rio, Horiuyo, that we cannot ignore, even in Veset Aflogie, the Rio Horuyo Liroiz. We only ignore it if the Rio Horuyo Liroiz did take place, but it took place a few days late. But if the Rio Horuyo Liroiz was omitted altogether, then we don't ignore the Rio Horuyo Liroiz. And the Mashal Shite is, and that's the oneness of the Shach too, that in Veset Afloge, Rio Horuyo Liroiz has no significance. There's no bearing, because Veset Afloge by definition means the number of days from the last day. So even if we know how to explain as to why the last year did not take place, but still we cannot consider it, according to Rashi. Then what we're going to ask is because it's yours, it's the same thing we go on up, is there a mission? די מויכן יא שוין מאַשער שייט פון מאַ פלוג זע שוין זאָל מען דאָ מיראי שאַר אין קנאַפט שו מוד יא שיין שייע באַ פלוג אין מען אַט קאן שיין אַט קאן שיין זאָל די ביסיו ספסס די ביסיו ספסס אין ביגאַט טו א וומן וואס פרעגנט אוה שי וואס אין נורסינג מאַן זאָל דאָ נאָך שיז מיס לייק איז דאָ And she does not have to be chishesh for the veset she had before she became pregnant, before she became a nursing mother. So now after the pregnancy stopped, or after the nursing stopped, let's say after Chavdal Chesh, so then she has a status of any other woman. So then, as Yosef says, there is a difference between veset achidesh and veset aflogi. If a woman before she conceived, before she became a nursing mother, the Veset Kavua, let's say, of seeing dam every 20th of the month, then she conceived, and she became a nursing mother, but after the Yimei Hanukkis terminated, let's say, the child is already 2 years old, so she again she again becomes bound by her Veset Achidesh, because now she's like any other woman. There's nothing different. That's in regard to Veset Achidesh. Mashrin can regard to Veset Afloge, so we cannot say that if a woman, let's say, had the Veset Kavua of seeing dam every 25th day, then she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a child, and she nursed for 2 years, now it's after the baby is already 3 years old and everything, so she didn't see any dam. So we cannot say, since she, before she became pregnant and she became Minekes, so she had the Veset Kavua of seeing dam every 25th day, so now she should also be Asur Baal on 25th day. 25th day as of which day? As of the last 3 years, so it's already 3 years. So in other words, so the Messiah Yosef also says, so the Messiah Yosef also says, Messiah Yosef also applies the same omnes, so he says, no, that has no bearing here. Why? The Hosom from Musulakis, Ishazu, we call Vestes, Kishasi, Bua, Banakos, the actual Vikish Hadosh, Alkits, the Holasis, Afloga, Mechodosh. So, in other words, vis-a-vis Veset Afloga, even though the woman had the Veset Afloga. So, she doesn't become bound by the Veset Afloga unless there is a new process. There's that one Rie, and then another Rie. Then let's say 25 days from this year, so then she'll develop a Veset Afloge. So, Akhilam Tumachodosh, Masha'ikin Khan, Khan Shin Visichin also, she Shalom, but a woman who just missed one period of 20 days or two periods of 20 days, she's not mislek his dam. She's not mislek his dam. So even though she missed two periods of 20 days, so what? So on the 60th day, she's a sole bailor on the 60th day. Because she was supposed to have seen dam on the 40th. And I'm 28. Something happened she didn't know. She didn't see that. Why, we don't know. So there are many factors that might be responsible for the fact that you meet it once and you meet it twice. So the male, but on the 60th day, she is bound by that afflow. This is what it does. Mashi, can she see her nose, she'll neck, or give a bonding, but the shy half dog in Shiruyo, who he was done. He'll catch me on the field, by the inferior Shabisios. Kenikia, the might have to be psychogimway is that the Elo Shemashikos Vaturahas, Hosoli Reis, Nira de Mishabe, Nicholechot, Nira de Mishabe, Nicholechot, Kidine, the Haine, Bishitso, Rios, so Nichlema, the Hosoli Reis, Kishio, Aflobishene, Shiho. In other words, when the two says chos or nireis, so nire di mischab and cholech and nire. Dai, shim so liyoso, so chleima. When shim so liyoso, when she had three deviations. Her heretofore visit was always on the 20th. But here she had three deviations. One on the 30th, one on the 32nd, one on the 34th. So bishim so liyoso, so chleima, the chos or nireis, ki shir aflo b'nisheino, shir chok, dahayim in the Islam and Dalet, mimei lehabe, ki besed olishim. So come gamble, dai mi car, ogni necessitar se lo direis, mi colmo che... So, di cosa lo direis che si raffla di scena? Si ho, dai ne, mi rias la medale, mi mele a hame, chi vese, te orisce. O ma so come gamble, dai mi car, con eimas, necessitar se lo direis, mi colmo che intocchi si ho, se lo In other words, so he says, in the case where she shins on Yoso, she had one of the young, the 30th, one on the 32nd, one on the 34th. So then, Chozro Lireis means whenever she's Chozro Lireis, so the 20th day is of the day. When she's Chozro Lireis, she's a sole bayo. Mashein King says, so gamble. So not the 20th day, I'm sorry. So the chos only reigns. So there, this woman had if it's become who I've seen dam of every 20. Then she had three shimi. She had one of dam on the 30th, one on the 32nd, one on the 34th. And then if it's chos only reigns, so she's bound by the last afloat. What was the last afloat? 34 days removed from its preceding rear. So the male, if the woman is chosolireis, so then she'll be a soul bio not on the 20th. Because the 20th, the veset of the 20th is potlo mevuto, the 20th. By virtue of the three shinuim of Rias Dam, three times, once on the 30th, one on the 32nd, one on the 34th. But she'll be a soul of bio, not on the 20th, she's in Teres Lebayo. On the 20th, she is Muteres Lebayo, Teres Lebayo. But on the 34th, is of the first Rie after the Hefset. She had three Shinui. So, one Rie was 30 days as of the preceding Rie. The second year was 32 days as of the preceding year. The third year was 34 days as of the preceding year. And then she didn't have any years down for many days. Let's say 200 days. And then she had a years down. And then she had a years down. So maybe I shouldn't say 200 days. I shouldn't mention a period of 90 days. Okay. So and then she had a years down. After a certain number of days, let's say after 50 days, she had a rias dam. And so then the 34th day is of the 50th day. The 50th day was the Rias Dam after the Ria of the Lil Mamedalet. So there, on the third, on the last akloge, so she's bound. So the Hayim Rias Lamedalet, Mimele Hade Kivese Tolishi. So the Hayim Bishin Sobiyoso Tzorich Lima, the Chosro Mimes Kishir, Atzorot Mishino, Shircho, the Hayim Rishdalet, the Hayim Kivese But the Shah explains it. When he says, "Va'akach chozro miris b'maveset orishay," so he says, "Daf kehochet b'maveset achidish b'yochet, avo b'maveset ha'afrodes, b'mishizor kiro miris b'maveteis, va'akach omro, b'mroas ol b'maveteis, in tzorich lochus b'afrodes b'maveteis, so he saw the miris, v'hayim elim samagalik l'riyosa." So in other words, but the Taz assumed that when Mechaba says, "Va'akach chozro miris b'maveset orishay," so his reference to the case of the best aflogen, not the best achidish. So that's why as the kashe, the count the bayer aflogis yomi, he efshal in the motzi aflogen rak achabeiz ries. Rak achabeiz ries. So then, we'll have to say that when the Chava says, v'haka chod roli reis, v'li mafeset o rishay, so only if they were two ries. But if they are not two ries, so there is no best. All right. Now, Sifu Zayin, Kol Beset Shem Mikva Machmasenes, Kedin Shekot Zob Yeroas, Afi Yeroas Zob Yikamo Peom, Im Lukoto Yisom Yiyom, Eini Beset Shem Yipneyoin Eskoas, Im Lukot Yikoes, Eini Beset Machmas Kvises, is not constituted with the Beset Kavua, unless it is joined to Yom. I mean, that's not like the Pshita of the Balamoya, and that's not like the sheet of the Balamoya on the tomb. Actually, it's talking to Machlekin between Rashi and Tinsves. And then, I don't know whether you went over this Gemara. Once I mentioned you go over this Gemara, and I didn't explain it in the Shia. Daf Yudalev or Mudalev? Omar Avune. The sixth line from the top. Yudalev Omar Avune. Kofta Viroaso, Kofta Viroaso, Kofta Viroaso, Kofta Viroaso, Kofta Viroaso, Lema. Ile Miliomi, Hokol Yemed, Likofitz, Likhazori. Elo Likvitzis. So Avune says, that if a woman jumped once and she had a rizdam a second time, she had a rizdam a third time, she's kibazibes. Lumai, even in Yomi, does that mean that every day she has to be chisheshes? Why? She only saw three times in conjunction with kvitze. But any day on which there is no kvitze, so she doesn't have to anticipate the rizdam. Elo the kvitzes. Elo lekvitzes, ilo ilo miyomi, vikovtza bechad mishabez, 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 so, vikovtza bechad mishabez, 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 coach it there, no matter say he's like, look, I'm coming from you, come and say, my love, you come and say, wow, Lord. Lord, come and visit to Yom Luchotai. And he creates the Chotai. Have you come and visit to Yom Luchotai? Come and yes, to Yom Luchotai. To Yom Luchotai, to Yom Luchotai. כל אחד משם יש תיקריס, מה זה כאילו בריא בזמן הוא עולים לסבך משם בקריץ ויום נחדאי, אבל קום לא בסת ליום ולקריץ so what's the חידש of רבוני that we קום לא בסת ליום ולחדאי so the more as a kasher ליום ולחדאי פשיטה רבוני has to tell us that if a woman was kopzor that woman was kopzor בוואסו kopzor בוואסו So she's not, she doesn't establish a chesed to sit down on a day, just on a certain day. Of course, why should she establish a chesed on a day when all the years down took place in conjunction with the kvitze? Omer Abashe to be vikofit v'chadi shabuz v'chazoy, vikofit v'chadi shabuz v'chazoy, u'vishab v'skofitem lo'i chazoy, v'chadi shabuz v'chazoy v'lo'i kvitze. Ma'u l'tenim lo'i kvitze, ma'fayim k'gorim, ולא יקביצה, כל משהו יקביצה נמד אס מודן, אי לחזוי הם שנחת ולמות את זמן קביצה. So, the חידש of Rabuni is not that if a woman jumped three times on three different days, on three different occasions, and she does not establish a veset liyom. Of course she doesn't establish a veset liyom. Because the קביצה, because the real down to place in connection with קביצה. But the Chiddush of Rabuni means that even though every Riyaz Dam had an apparent connection with Kvitze, two Riyaz Dam, let's say 3 weeks, one Sunday, she did a lot of exercise, she jumped, and she had a Riyaz Dam. 3 weeks later on Sunday, she also did a lot of exercise and she had a Riyaz Dam. Then, three weeks later, so on Shabbos before, she did exercise. And she jumped. And she didn't see any Dam. But on Sunday, she didn't do any exercise and she saw Dam. So then, we could say that in view of the fact that one of the third took place on Sunday, and on Sunday she didn't do any exercise. The exercise she did took place on the Shabbat before. So maybe the exercise is just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence. And the Riyaz Dam is just the Riyaz Dam of every third week Sunday. And whether there is exercise, there is no exercise, there is jumping, there is no jumping, she has a tendency to sit down every 3 weeks on Sunday. It just happened that in two Sundays, she did exercise, but there is no connection. I could argue that way. So, Kumash Mo Ravune, no. The Kvitze Name de Esme Ugon. Vahai Vechazoi Mishnakatu Imote Zman Kvitze. Lishnachine Oma Ravune, Kofzo Viroaso, Kofzo Viroaso, Kofzo Viroaso, Kofzo Viroaso, Kofzo Liyomin Voloi Mikvitze. Heichedom. Oma Ravashe, Vikofit Vichad Vishabas, Vichazoi, Vikofit Vichad Vishabas, Vichazoi. Then there is a Yosef. ובשבס קופצו ולוי חזוי, ולחד בשבס חזוי ולוי קריץ. So according to that girl said, there is a definitely מחלקת between the first lotion of Rabuni and the second lotion of Rabuni. But the girl says, לוי גסימו, because we see from the Magnishni that they were not gerus then. So if we are gerus, ובשבס קופצו ולוי חזוי, then there is definitely a מחלקת between the first lotion and the second lotion. But if we are not gerus, so then it can be explained in two ways. We can say that there is no machlokes, but the first lashon of Rabuni has reference to the case where the third Shabbos, so where the third riyah, where on the Shabbos before the third riyah, so she didn't jump, so the second lashon has reference to a case where she didn't jump, so in Mele, we say that she establishes, she establishes Ilves Hayomim, Mashiach in the first portion of Rabbanan, has reference to the case where on the Shabbos before the third Riyah she did jump. So then we connect the jumping on Shabbos with the Riyah on Sunday. There is no matter. Or we can say that even though we are not given some Shabbos Kops on the Chazoye, but still there is a matter. There is a matter. Anyway, some Rishayim passed like the first Loshon of Rabbanan, and they say that even the second Loshon is not chelik on the first Loshon, and the Rambam paskins that even in the case where kof is b'chad b'shabes, v'chozim b'chazoye, kof is b'chad b'shabes chazoye, u'b'shabes kof tzav v'loy chazoye, u'b'chad b'shabes chazoye v'loy kvitze, so she establishes the Veset Hayom, not the Veset Hamokev of kvitze. Now, here Rashi says, when Gemara says, ho'kol yeyot u'kof is b'chazoye elo v'kvitze. So Rashi says, now let's see the tezvis. Pir sh'Rashi l'kvitzes l'chodai, v'koshe, v'im kein reishne b'somuch, v'ulkom b'beset l'yomim l'kvitzes l'chodai, v'lo mocheza m'sforose, u'v'somuch namid porech l'yomim p'shite, reishne v'ulkom b'beset l'kvitzes l'chodai, g'el sa'ul p'aydach m'inkore, v'nir l'foreish, elo l'kvitzes, ad l'kvitzes, v'hayno l'yomim in l'kvitzes, av l'kvitzes l'chodai, p'shite l'ashaz v'loikom. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Bramoya is like Rashi. So Rashi shite and the Bramoya shite is that when the Gemara says Elo Likvitzes, it means that a woman can establish a Veset Kavua Likvitzes Lechodaye. Tosfos shite is a woman cannot establish a Veset Kavua Likvitzes Lechodaye. Likvitzes Lechodaye. So in other words, the Bramoya shite. So all Rishayim, most Rishayim agree with Teis Rishayim, except the two. The two agrees with Rashi Shita and the Bar Moyer Shita. Now the Bar Moyer it's the Salam Achleikis. Oschavov here. Uma shekosav shechishesh es lekvitzoso. Lekvitzoso leim lechishesh kala yeim. Onaz, it's Eis Chofei. Eis Chofei. Oh. So, it kosav ara. Now, it's a raivet. Yeish veste shein guf. Shein pluye b'maise v'yom. So he says, "Miu hanach kibli ma deraytes, kibli machmasenis sekose kvitzes. We cover loy loy bi umayim lechudaye, we loy bi kvitzes. The achil hashum lachul lechudaye. The tiny coach of gvena machmasenis after coming from the cover list. At kam dimerav. So the raytes says two things. First of all, he says that he vested al deenis." cannot become established as a Beset Kavua unless it is joined to Yomim. And then the Raivet says that there is no difference between Beset Machmas Chitzes and Beset Machmas Achilashon. So the Bramoye Yerishchev, he says, Beset Machmas Achilashon, so has the same deal like a Beset Aguf. And then he's also Chelik on the Raivet, and he says, where is the Raivet Shita is that Beset Machmas Hines cannot be established as a Beset as an independent Beset, only as a Beset Amoke for Fiomim and Kvitzes. So he is Chelik. So he said, Hey, afilu kvitzes name shomu bei. Sheinu besa shtiva biyom mi kvitzes lo omol ki shikov tzu bachad yishav yu chazoi. Vod akov tzu bachad yishav yu chazoi. Vod adin mi gishiyarach mi gishiyarach. Kim shi yokivo mitchilo kvitzes ha kvitzes in kvitzes hayomim. Vui kove bahan kvitzes lo chadai. El biyom mi kvitzes vadod. Avul mitchilo kov tzu biroasu, kov tzu biroasu. Vui kvitzes hayomim. El bichol yim ha mizdamen lo kovo lo vese. Ubi kvine bigmore. Vui kove liyom lo chadai. Vui kvitzes lo chadai. Tritzle bragreisu. Titania, Phil, come upon me, we come to the Vesset. La Havre, Kinti, Schmeichel, Avuna, Leire, the Vesset Mokeris. Elo, the Vesset Pshuto, Kinshikovtsov, the Roas, or Kovtsov, the Roas, the Holyin, Shelis Damolo, Varei, Kivas, Vesset, the Kvitzes, precise Lokodai. So that's the Shita of Rashi, and that's the Shita, and that's the Shita of the Varamoya. Tesves and Adam Shimachir, the two Paschals like Rashi and Varamoya. Brother Shokanoch, he Paschals like other Shim. So that's why he says, Kol Veset Shemikva Machmasines, Afil Roas Ubikam Upomim, Im Mikovo Isam Yomi, Eini Veset Shemikneines Roas, Umikom Mokim Chishesh Esleik Meir Veset Shemikavua, that's the Chidesh of Agoyis Maim. Kovtso Biroas, or Kovtso Biroas, or Kovtso, Kovolo Veset Yomi Roi Kvitzis, Keitza, Kovtso Beachod Bishabes, Viroas Odam, Ulacha Chofyeim Kovtso Beachod Bishabes, Viroas Odam, Ulacha Lutes Yeim Kovtso Beyeim Ashabes, Viloi Roas Odam, ולאחר השבס רואה סוב לא יקביץ. הרי, there's a first question of רבוני, הרי נקבע איכות בשבס אך החוב, שהרי נדע שהיין גול, ולא יקביץ, וכלו נקבע יין זה גימופון. So what does Gemara say? Gemara says, Pshite, ki gim kov yuchad bishabu yuchazoyim, kov yuchad bishabu yuchazoyim, u bishabu kov tzev lo yuchazoyim, uchad bishabu yuchazoyim ולא יקביץ. מה הוא ניתן מגלוי מילצו מפעילים קוראים? ולא יקביצה קומש מלו, דקביצה נמי דאס מייל גורמה, והיידו לחזויה משום דעקעת לו עמות את זמן קביצה. So in other words, he passes like the first lotion. So he says, so how does the Mechaba pass? הרי נקבע איכות בשבס אך החוב. He doesn't pass like the first lotion of Hagun. Why? Because he passes like the Rambam. So the Rambam passes like the second lotion of Avune, and the Gemara says, "Hicha Gomer Omar Rav Ashi, the kofitz b'chad b'shabes b'chazoyi, the kofitz b'chad b'shabes b'chazoyi." So the means the Gemara says, "B'shabes kofitz avloi chazoyi, u'l'chad b'shabes chazoyi avloi kvitze." The also avloi milse v'yeinu u'dikokor. So if we are gerus in the second lotion, u'b'shabes kofitz avloi chazoyi, so then it is explicitly spelled out that the second lotion of Avune is chelik on the first lotion, but the Gros says, now the Rambam passes like the second portion of Avune, but the Gros says that even if we are not geires in the second portion of the Shabbos Kofta Lechazoye, we still can say that the second portion is chelik on the first portion. Whatever the reason is, whether the Rambam is geires in the second portion of the Shabbos Kofta Lechazoye, so then it is spelled out by the Gemara that the second portion is chelik on the first portion. Or the Rambam is not geres in the Shabbos Kofta Lechazoye, but he still holds that the second portion is chelik. Anyway, the Rambam passes like the second portion. So Meir the Mechaber also passes like the second portion. So he says, "Sharmida shayim golo vole akvitze uchvonik vayim zekim upon." Now the tour, he went over the tour yesterday. Now, what is the tour say? We went over it yesterday. The Torah says, Daf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph. Avo, we read them flying from the top. Avo im kofto beachu b'shabes v'roasu. V'kofto beachu b'shabes v'roasu. V'kofto b'shabes v'roasu. U'beachu b'shabes v'roasu v'lo ikritze. Eilem rim hubra hadobo shayim gere. Sharei kofto b'shabes v'roasu. V'roasu beachu b'shabes v'lo ikritze. Elo teirin riasecha b'shabes v'kritze shekofto b'shabes. So in other words, the Mechaba Pasuk is like the second Lashon Rabbah. Like the Rambam. But the two, like the other Rishayim. I mean, they pass like the first Lashon HaKavanah. Either because they are not Geiris in the second Lashon, or the Shabbos Kofto Mechazoye, so there is no Machlekes, so of course he has to pass by the first Lashon HaKavanah, or probably because they are not Geiris. So they are not Geiris, so Memele, and he holds that there is no Machlekes. Or even if he holds that there is a Machlekes, he passed by the first Lashon. It's more Mistada, that the reason why he passed by the first Lashon is because he holds that there is no machlekes, because it is not geiras of Shabbos kofto v'chazoi. So in other words, the two pasuks like the first lashon of Rabboni, and like the first lashon of Rabboni, and the mechaba pasuks like the Rambam, that in the case where she, on one Sunday, on the first Sunday she jumped and sat down, on the second Sunday, she 3 weeks later, she jumped and sat down, on the third Sunday, she sat down on the Sunday, but she didn't jump on that Sunday, the third Sunday. But she jumped on the Shabbos before the Sunday, so the two pastors that in such a case, so we connect the jumping on Shabbos with the Riyas Dam on Sunday, and we consider it as a Veset Amokev, and the Mechaba pastors and the Rambam and the Mechaba pastors that it's considered as an independent. So he says, as an independent Veset Hayom, in view of the fact that one of the Riyas took place on a Sunday, not coupled with Kritze, so we consider it as an independent Veset Hayom. Alright. Kofto b'yem yodua, ki gim b'rishchede sh'be'al v'shabes, v'roa sobein, v'ina kein, b'gimu rishchede sh'oi b'gimu al v'shabes. In other words, if it is a Veset Amokev of Kvitzes and a certain day in the Rishchayesh, or a certain day in the week, or it begins with the Shabbos, Kol Lo Veset, V'chisheshes L'chol Pam, Shetikvi V'chisheshes Man, V'machakim G'yach V'Shabbos V'Loi Kovtzo, Oy She'Kovtzo V'Sheni V'Shabbos, Ein V'chisheshes, Shar L'Kovo M'Ktzise Shal Ach El V'Shabbos. In other words, if all the three times that she had the Riyas Dam, so all the three Riyas took place on a certain day, on a certain day in the month, or a certain day in the week, and then it was coupled with Kvitze, so then it becomes a step in the Veset Amokev. So Mimele, it's Nitma as a Veset Amokev, El with Kvitze Shel Arishat. Now, here, and we saw it before, we see that besides Veset Afloge, and besides Veset Achidesh, there is such a Veset as a Veset Ashavua. We see it here, and we saw it at the very beginning. By the very beginning, Sivo Kishem Shekivas Veset Vaflog, Kishem Shekivas Veset Vaflog, and Yomim Shovim Shem Shovim, Kach Kivas Meachide Shemei Ashavua, Shovim Shem Shovim, Kitsa. Ross or Gimu Pomi Bach Bishabos, the Hidden Shabbos, the Yahoo Nusin Bachabia, we have the Sinu, we have the Nisin, we have the Hia, we have the Sivan, Kobo Besset Bach Bishabos, the Hebe, we have the Hidden, the Hebe, Abba Bishak of Mother Tosa, the Dark Mika. Now the question of why, then here too, we see that there are three types of Vesel Ayomi. One is Vesel Ayomi, Vesel Achidesh, and one type of Vesel Ayomi, Vesel Afloge, and the third type of Vesel Ayomi is Vesel Ashavua. Now the question is, I mean, somebody asked me, I mean, this is something that should bother everybody. A Veset HaShavua should be a Veset HaFloge. What is it? Let's say, now, so Rishonim point out that when we talk of a Veset HaShavua, it doesn't mean every Sunday she has done, because then she couldn't establish a Veset that way. Because if one Sunday She has a Vias Dam, then the following Sunday, again a Vias Dam, so it's already, the Vias Dam in the following Sunday is the Dalef Yeim Shebi Nidal Nidal. So it's not possible. So in other words, when we talk of a Veset Hashavua, so it means every 3 weeks, let's say. If one Sunday, so she has a Vias Dam, and then 3 weeks later, on a Sunday, she has a Vias Dam. So it's already after Yudalef Yeim, Shebi Nidal Nidal. All right, so it has to be applied to that way, to that case. Not every Sunday, not even every other Sunday, to also be in the Yemei Zivo. So it has to be every third Sunday. Every third Sunday or every third Monday or every third Wednesday. So the question is, every third Sunday, so then that should be Vestafloge every 22nd day? So, in other words, so what is the significance of the Veset, of the Vesta Shavua? So according to the Rishayim, we said that the Veset Afloge requires 4 years, that the Veset Afloge requires 4 years, then we can visualize a Veset Ashavua, we can visualize a Veset Ashavua only with 3 years. So that's why we have to resort to the concept of the Veset Ashavua, which is also a certain type of the Veset Ayom. Because if it had to be based upon the general principle of Veset Afloge, so it would require 4 years, let's say, the first Sunday. Let's say the first Sunday. So, and then every 22nd day. So it would require 4 years, not 3 years. But because of the halach of the Veset HaShavua, so it can be established even with 3 years. 3 years, in other words, in 9 weeks. So a Veset HaShavua can be established. One year on a certain Sunday, 3 weeks later, a second year, no, not there. And 6 weeks later, not 9 weeks. In 6 weeks, so it can be established. So that's the significance of a Veset HaShavua. But the question is, how about the Shittus HaRov? That every Veset HaFloge can be established only in 3 years. So what's the importance? And we see from the Gemara, says, the Chabishap says, so it becomes a Veset HaMukev, or a Veset HaYomim, the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara mentions the concept of a Veset HaShavua. So according to the whole, what's the significance of a Veset HaShavua? Every Veset HaFloge requires only 3 years. So maybe it can be established as a Veset HaFloge, without recourse to the Halacha of the Veset HaShavua. Now, so there is an Achtimine, let's say, even according to the Rov, there is an Achtimine. Now, there is a Machlekes, now, but that is told in a certain Machlekes, Apostle. Now, we learn that a Veset HaChedesh is constituted only by the same Inis of Yeim or the same Inis of Lail. In other words, suppose if a woman, let's say, had a Vias Dam on the first of Nisan in the night time, and on the first of Iyar in the night time, the first of Sivan in the night time, so in the first of Tammuz in the night time, she has all Bible. But suppose she had a Vias Dam on the first of Nisan in the night time, and on the first of Iyar in the daytime, and on the first of Sivan, again in the nighttime, so then she doesn't establish a Veset Kavua, either the night or the day. That's in regard to Veset HaChedesh. How about Veset HaFloge? We say the same thing. So there is a Machlokes Apostle. The Shita of the Rav Shulchan Aruch is, and the Pesach Tshuva assumed that this is the Shita of the Meir Yehuda. The Pesach Tshuva in Sittes assumed that this is the Shita of the Meir Yehuda in Siman Pigimu. But, as a matter of fact, the Meir Yehuda seems to say just the reverse. I mean, but this is how the Pesach Tshuva assumed. Anyway, whatever the Meir Yehuda Shita is a separate question. But the Shita of the Rav Shulchan Aruch is that there is a difference between the Veset HaChedesh and the Veset HaFloge. Veset HaChedesh depends upon the day in the Chodesh. So merely in order to take effect, it must have 3 years in a certain day, either in the Nesayim or in the Nesalayo. You cannot be Mitzari, Yeim and Layo. Mashiach can invest that log. So by definition, it is based upon that log. So merely, it really doesn't depend, let's say, the 22nd day, or the 20 days removed, 22 days removed, 25 days removed. It's in the number of Emes. It's in terms of Misles. It is to be understood in terms of Misles and in terms of Emes. Now, every Misles consists of 2 Emes. An Eme is a period of 12 hours. So, Emes Afloge, so instead of saying every 22nd day, so it should be every 44th in. 22 is less, so it's 44 days. So it's 44 days. So merely according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and according to Pesachei Teshuva, this is the Shita of the Nehuda also. This is the Shita of the Nehuda also. So we can be Mitzari. In establishing a Veset Afloge, we can combine Rias in the night and Rias in the day, because it's in terms of so many Emes. In other words, instead of being a Veset Afloge every 22nd day, it means, in effect, a Rie every 44th day. Instead of a Rie every 25th day, it means a Rie every 50th aim. I mean, there is a good logic for it, to support it. In other words, because Afloge, the significance of Afloge consists in being removed a certain number of days. So but the Oruch HaShulchan, is Chelik HaNachim, in Sifro Vov, in Simen Kuf Pites. So the HaShulchan mentions that Shite, that this is the Shite of the Yehude, what is in reality the Shite of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. So the HaShulchan mentions it as the Shite of the Yehude and the Yisraelik. And he says there is no distinction between the Veset HaChidesh, and Veset HaFlog. Just as Veset HaChidesh is constituted only if you have 3 years on the same Einet, either 3 years on the night, or 3 years on the day, you cannot combine 2 years in the night and 1 year in the day, so the Veset HaFlog is the same thing. But according to Rav Shulchan Aruch, Veset HaFlog is different. But that means that Veset HaFlog can always fluctuate. It necessarily fluctuates. Because if it is to be conceived in terms of X number of Enes, rather than X number of days, so the melee has to fluctuate. So one time, 1 month, she'll be a soul bailo in the daytime, and the next month, it might be in the nighttime. And then again in the daytime, then again in the nighttime. In other words, we always conceive it in terms of X number of Enes, of Misles, rather than of days or nights. So Memele, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, suppose a woman, so down, let's say, at the beginning,